Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7-Eleven in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train on your captain's log today. Brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Eddie McVeigh with us at 8:15. Kelly Chase with us at 9:15. Eddie McVeigh with Maggie O'Brien's Picks of the Week. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart. As the Blues win last night over the Calgary Flames by a score of 5-2, Doug.
Now, what was that voice that came in there right there at the end?
It's in Scully paying tribute to Game 2's pregame ceremonies at Dodger Stadium.
I like that.
Thank you. I'm very talented.
Well, I mean, the ceremony. Okay, your voice was pretty good as well. That.
What about that Blues win, Doug? Anything?
Nice win. No, I can't just keep describing these things the same way for 10 years.
What? People love it.
People love it.
This whole show is the same thing every day for 10 years.
I've been talking about myself for 15 years on the radio.
I've been singing show tunes and making the same three jokes.
Yep.
Doug, what are you worried about? Jump in the water. It's fine.
Yeah, it's warm. Come on in. Here, let me give you a massage.
It's kind of dumb to keep doing the same thing for 10 years.
People love it. You know, the Macarena was stupid, but people loved it.
But not for 10 years, they didn't.
Give or take.
A year or two.
Still popular now. I know the Cardinals play that sometimes, like, around the sixth inning.
I remember at Busch Stadium seeing everybody on their feet doing the Macarena.
Right, so do your hockeyisms.
I'm
people
not
love
doing
it.
This is your time to shine.
I
know. I see what you did when you struck at Lucas Duda. I know in the past it seemed you kind of screwed you. Hey Lucas Duda. Hey.
See, now that was better.
See? So now you can get on board.
That was better.
I'm just trying to show you that it's okay to be yourself and be really stupid. That's what the show is based on.
You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over.
Again, we've done the same show. Years. We've talked French fries for 10 years.
What do you think has the best fries?
Huh. Well, I haven't had fries in a week or two.
Really? You craving them, brah?
No. Maybe a month.
Hold on, like
really?
Yeah. Are you like intentionally cutting back, or you just
bad? When I eat out, I don't order fries.
I guess I'd go In and Out, Steak and Shake, Five Guys. The French fries are tough to beat, really, at all of them.
Right. See, that's Washington what State. Now here's the move.
Things in Pullman looking fine.
You have a young tyke now, and it's going to be a little while before he.
Yeah, I keep waving fries in front of him, but he isn't taking.
Well, he'll get there soon enough. What you do is
choke on a fry.
Why don't you choke on me, bro?
Okay, that's enough.
You take your son to like the Village Bar, and you get a cheeseburger. He gets a cheeseburger, and then he wants fries. So you go, well, you know what? I don't need fries.
No,
we'll just have one order. But you know he's only going to have a few of the fries.
Nice. And I see what you're saying.
So you're
thank you for the delicious fries.
So you're pretending like you're dieting, but really you know you're going to be eating a lot
that's
of crystal
a nice play.
Cut fries. No, I'm watching my
man, this parenthood thing is the bee's knees.
Yeah, wait till all of a sudden there's something you really like, I don't know, French fries, and there's a whole plate that the kid's not going to eat. You're like, I don't want to throw these away.
Yeah, that'd be wasteful.
It'd be like if he had strained peaches, you know? You feed him some and there's some left over.
I'll bring those in for Iggy the next morning.
That's right.
Thank you. That's a great drop right there.
Put on
another wonderful drop.
4 pounds of potato gut.
Is that why you're not eating fries? Because
so I don't get fat.
Well, no,
sure.
I didn't. But I didn't know if like you had made a conscious decision. But your body is lithe like hers.
It's not that lithe.
Really?
It's not that lithe or sinewy.
Really?
Plus, surprise.
You look like you're fine to me, brother.
Yeah, you're like your turkey neck is glistening. You look great.
I haven't got a turkey neck, you old toad.
You win.
No, I don't make it. I don't dislike fries, of course. There's nobody in the world who dislikes fries. I'm just trying to emphasize my point here that the fry has always been my friend. But now, as you get older, you don't want to eat a lot of that.
I lost 20 pounds by doing nothing.
Salty fried food
is
just horrible for you.
It's a matter of opinion.
You and French fries used to have a very healthy relationship.
We did.
Now you find yourself nestled in the bosom of a tuna fish sandwich, which is a
healthy one. I don't eat much tuna fish either, no.
Hey, Outback Steakhouse got a good salad.
Have they? Well, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
You can text in your thoughts on Doug divorcing himself from fries. 855.
I'll still have one from time to time.
282-8255. Where was the last fry you had, bra?
Why would you say bra?
Because you're my bro, bro. Oh.
Can I sing something that might put it in context for you?
Okay.
Just listen.
Sure.
Where do broken hearts go?
Oh, my
when
word.
They find their way home. Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there.
Whitney Houston, sir.
If you want love, if you once love French fries, they'll always love you some French fries. Go to the Village Bar and get the crinky cuts today. Doug, thank you.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
Oh, his mic's still on.
I had a fry last night, and it didn't really go well with the meal. I don't know why.
Oh, you
have
a General Sal's?
No, I had a Lena's Pizza. And then I also
Lena's pizza
fries.
Thing.
Hold on,
and
then I
Lena's pizza is getting the greatest return on investment in the history of a buy of this show.
What kind did you have? Sausage.
Good question. Had pepperoni and sausage. Yes.
Together.
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, I love Lena's.
It really is
it
good.
Is good. Yeah.
And you get pepperoni and sausage together. You know why? Because you march the beat of your own drums.
Well, that's what was on the pizza.
Was it?
Pepperoni and sausage.
So you just get whatever they hand you at the store if they go.
No, I can pick it out, but that's. They had a pepperoni
like
sausage,
Chip Kelly.
So I got
Chip
that.
Chip Kelly wants you to have sausage and...
I don't like just one pepperoni. Topping. It doesn't... I like more than one topping on a pizza.
Yeah, but it could have been like pineapple and toenails. I don't know if they offer that.
I don't think they ran
so
out of that.
So you had fries with Helena's pizza. Where'd you get your fries from, bro?
Orida, crinkle cuts.
Doug, you think... What do you think? You ever heat up a plate of Oridas?
I mean, the pizza wasn't...
I like
enough.
The tater tots.
Thank They're you. Good, too.
I don't think you put any side...
Napoleon, give me some of your tots. Pretty good.
Maybe you have a salad with pizza.
Yeah, maybe
that's
a salad. I didn't have any romaine or anything, so I said, I need some French fries.
I agree with that.
So French fries and pizza are good, but just don't go together.
Can I tell you the problem with tots, though, when you prepare them at home? Like Hot Shots, we're going to be tonight. They have great tots. Always
TMA Live tonight, Doug, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, TMA Live in Webster.
When is
Hot
that?
Hot Shots, 6:30. Oh. We're in hour one of 6 hours of broadcasting today.
But tots will take a long time to cook properly. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
more
than
a fryer.
I got a deep fryer.
Oh, yeah, because...
You have a deep fryer at your home?
Oh, yeah. You know what it is.
I'm sorry.
What kind of comment was that?
Yeah, I got a deep fryer.
You have a deep fryer?
Like it's...
So you put them in the fryer?
Yeah, like, you. I mean, that's how I usually... I just put a...
Because most people put them on a baking tin. Iggy, you're more of a,
that's
a cook,
isn't
right?
Isn't that a trait of a home in Huntley, a deep fryer?
Yeah.
I think so.
I put mine in the oven, yeah.
You put down a little tin foil on a baking sheet and...
No, because it sticks to the tin foil.
So what do you just put on the baking sheet?
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you got to put them in there 40 minutes, though.
No.
Yes.
13 minutes for my tater tots.
They're not cooked to golden perfection
yes,
that
they
way.
Are. They're crispy on the outside and nice and warm and fluffy
you
on the inside.
You must have a wonderful oven, sir.
Tater tots are our little misunderstood friend.
And why do you say that?
They really are very good.
Oh, God.
I think they're even better than the fry proper.
Wow.
I'm a Doug.
Wow.
I'm a top guy.
Wow. A little easier to handle.
Then how come they haven't been more popular in Americana?
I don't know.
The fry.
You know,
855-282-8255, appliance discount phone lines.
When I was a senior in high school, I was a very lonely child, and I would prepare tater tots, but they would be my friends, and I'd sit them around the table. And I would pretend the tots were my friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can really help you get through a tough spot.
I imagine not a lot of restaurants outside of like Sonic, I guess those aren't restaurants, fast food places don't have them because it probably is cheaper to just buy the straight bag of fries rather than, I'd like to see the cost
really
per
that,
pound.
No. We don't really know that.
I think that would be my guess.
But the tot is like one nice biteable size, you know, the whole tot.
I agree.
But the French fry, you're wondering, is it rude to just have two or three bites per fry? Do I jam an entire large fry?
You know what you have to do? If you're eating fries, you can't just have one fry. You got to grab a bunch. But
three,
a tot is
messy.
Very much a singular sensation.
Yeah,
a tater tot is more like a hash brown.
Because
the inside is
like it's
shredded.
Like a mini hash brown.
But very, very
good
well,
on you, Iggy.
Very
you.
Well organized.
Now, the fryer thing. Because I remember when I was in college, I don't know if you know this, I went to Geneseo State, and we invented the chicken wing. And so I would make them at home, so I bought a fryer, and it was so messy that my parents threw away the fryer and said no more. Because even as carefully as you try to prepare these things, the splatter goes everywhere.
I mean, I clean my apartment once a week anyways, but yes, they are messy. I haven't done wings yet because I do worry about...
But anything
you have to cook
in a fryer,
them longer and more oil means
and
probably a bigger
splatter
mess.
Everywhere?
Yeah, I just put it right on my oven underneath the vent and you know, there's no residue or anything. And I found it to be a delicious addition to my oven and my hot plate.
And your pizza maker.
Yeah, my pizzazz.
Do you ever just try the microwavable fries?
I don't have a microwave.
No, you don't get the crustiness of
that. Yeah, that's not good.
You don't have a microwave, Paulie?
No, I haven't had one for like 2 years.
But you do have a hot plate and a fryer.
A deep fryer, but not a microwave.
And a pizza maker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm set pretty. I got a Foreman as well. I got a blender.
Wow, there's a lot of bragging going on now.
I don't know that I've ever had a hot plate in my live long life.
It's baller.
Makes me think of Rudy, and I miss him.
You always thought he had a hot plate on top of the third TV that was stacked in his living room.
Yes, and that's where he would make his cup of noodles.
We had a guy at the old station down by the sex shop, our board up. He had a...
David Klein of Hedonism?
I forgot his name. It was actually the union. The union. I don't think you guys ever were at the union.
We weren't there.
No, but you say there was a guy who lived there.
That was a nice facility.
Well, he was homeless.
I never was in that one.
I was in there once as a guest, and I was like, I'm never coming back here. Yeah.
He was homeless, and they hired him to be a board op, and they let him live in the closet. And he had a little cotton there with a hot plate. Nice little setup.
That isn't bad.
That sounds so my setup. That's my dream setup.
A cot in a closet.
Very low rent. Iggy,
it seems like if we were allowed to have sunflower seeds in pots around the office, you might be able to live that way.
No, I need a TV and I need some room. I need a bed. I don't need a cot.
Fair enough.
He fell asleep on the air one day. I was doing the bowling show and I'm getting ready.
Kegler's Corner.
I'm getting ready to throw to a break and I look over and he's. I had to wake him up live on the air.
It was him. It wasn't you.
Wake up. Break.
What were you talking about at that moment? Do you remember?
Oh, probably Pete Weber.
P-Dub. Doug Seamaster just sent over the red hot itinerary for tonight's TMA Live at Hot Shots presented by Bud Shellac.
Right, it's not opening yet, though, Tim.
You see that it's buffering.
It's a lot of info in there, Tim.
Plowboy Movie Savant. You prepared for that, Plowhawk? You're going to pair tickets to Missouri versus Florida. The prize for that.
Oh, I already have them prepared, and they are some good movies. A lot of different genres, different time. I think this is a great selection. It's gonna be difficult.
TMA trivia, a classic edition. Wow,
what makes it a classic edition?
If we called it that.
I think we just named it that. Iggy's Drops of the Week presented by the Post. Name That Tune TV edition. Of course, the Hot Shots email of the day, which at this point. Is up for snatch grabs.
Is it?
Madhu Bowles at Hanks leads Cucky 4-3, and you have today this program's Hot Shots email of the day. You have tonight's TMA Live, and then you have Monday and Tuesday, and that's it. And Madhu Bowles at Hanks is a guy who has had great success in the first half of months, but for whatever reason, he struggles to close out wins. And a lot of people are wondering, here he is with a magic number of 2, okay?
Yeah.
But can he get home?
I don't know. A lot of
people are keeping an eye on Cucky to see if he can make a move. And I know the Plowhawk thinks Cucky's going to still take this thing down.
He was on a word count because a lot of the pundits were saying that he would use all his words too early in the month. Mm. So maybe the email spaced out a few less words to save his strength.
I mean, the word around the office is that Madhu Bowles and Hanks somewhere to a Kershaw in the playoffs outside of this season to where you get that strong regular season, you know, the beginning and the middle of the month. Sure. But when it comes to the key times, you kind of choke.
Mm-hmm. Is that physical or mental, Plowsy?
It might be mental. He obviously has a job and a kid as well. Right, so maybe it's, you know, due to time constraint, you don't have a nice thought out email. So that could be it, but He's been choking the last couple, so I hope he finishes that. But I got Cucky if I had to bet.
I think he's using props tonight for his email. I saw him on the fan page.
Madhu Bowles and Hanks is bringing props.
No, Cucky on fan page. He was asking if anybody, he needed to borrow a spike collar and a leash.
Doug, that's tonight at Hot Shots and Webster.
He's not going to bring that, is he?
Doug, I can't wait to see you at TMA Live tonight. Look for me.
Is that you?
No, this is from the Wandering Knuckle, he says.
Oh.
I'll be the gentleman wearing a strap-on on my chin for you to back into.
Okay.
The Wandering Knuckle?
Let's get out the suspension. Oh, here it is right here. The Wandering Knuckle has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. Tonight we'll be at one of the 11 Hot Shots locations. All of you are welcome to join us, except perhaps the Wandering Knuckle.
No, he's welcome to go. That suspension logule doesn't bar anyone from attending TMA Live.
Well, it can.
Tim, I have an idea for a podcast on your network. It's called St. Louis Spudcast. I will travel around St. Louis and sample various types of fries. Then I will break down the yield, the taste, the seasoning, and the soppings. I think we have a hit on our hands here. That's from Waffle Fries. That could be a fun podcast.
People are trying to jump in on that podcast network.
Seem like it's just me, the cat, and Buck Swope right now. That's it. I mean, we can't expand too rapidly.
No, well, I wouldn't want to do that.
Because eventually you end up with a galaxy of stars.
Been down that road a number of times, and all I do is just kill careers. That's all I do. Hey, Doug, did you join us on the fan pin yet? Hope not, brah. Or did you leave us on the fan pin yet? I think Manchild 79 left out a word.
What's up, Manchild?
Are you still on the fan pin? You were the 6,000th member.
I'm still on there. I didn't look at it a lot. It does kind of get in the way of everything else if you try to go through a timeline to see what anything else is happening.
They're very active, aren't they?
That's all that you see is this stuff.
So what is the cue for you to jump out when human resources from the Four Fox calls you into the office?
Yeah, I would imagine. I didn't see a whole lot of it yesterday.
Well, I think the fact that you did jump in to be number 6,000 shows your commitment to this show, and I'm going to give you a bell ring.
It was pretty much a ceremonial gesture.
Yeah, you're the 6,000th member.
Yeah, that was big for me.
It's the Designer Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour design air. Over 75 HVAC technicians. They always provide fast and friendly service. DesignerService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today, and feel free to text in or call in at 855-282-8255. Did you stay up to watch the entire World Series Game 2?
No.
I
watched it. Well,
that's an upset. I would have put you as the most likely.
My wife was not feeling well, so I put Tyler to bed, and I usually stay there, and then I end up dozing off.
You sleep in his room?
No, we're lucky enough to have a bedroom near his. Just one.
Whoa. Boy, this is the second humble brag of this hour. Yeah, the plowhawk in his hot plate. Yeah. Now the cat has another bedroom.
And I have clappers on every lamp.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, clap on.
My kids always had to sleep outside. We didn't have room for them.
But I did go downstairs this morning because I recorded it. Watch the final.
Pretty sick.
Unbelievable.
My favorite part of the game was Charlie Culberson's home run.
Yeah, he celebrated like he just hit the game winner. We're still down one, Charlie. Lighten up a little bit.
Take a listen to Joe Buck's call of the home run that's made it a one-run game.
Here's a high fly ball into left. Back at the wall, it is gone! 7-6! And Culberson celebrates. It's a one-run game. I kind of feel like he thinks he tied the game. I don't know. He deserves to be excited. It's 7-6.
I think Joe is holding back there.
No, I think Joe looked down. He's like, wait, this isn't tied. He had to check himself. Here's the thing. As he's running, I thought to myself, does he think he tied it? And once he crossed home plate, he was raising his arms.
Not just to tie it.
There's
like
there's a screenshot of Justin Turner in the dugout as he's rounding third, looking at him like, what in the hell are you doing? Now, Dallas Keuchel was asked after the game about it, and he said he was acting like he had just won the World Series. It was really strange. Now, yeah. Because I was so fascinated by it that I wanted to read and see if he did, in fact, think that he had tied it. I mean, can he actually acknowledge that if he did? Can't imagine he did. He has gone through an emotional October. His grandparents passed away a long time ago. His wife's grandmother passed away, I think, on October 14th. And so he said he was dedicating the rest of his postseason to her. Perhaps that factored in. So I've been trying to read on this. And Culberson said he did not think he tied it. He said he just hit a home run in the World Series, and he was fired up because he's not a guy who hits a whole lot of home runs. Hell, he wasn't even on the roster for for one of the series. I don't think he's only in there because of Corey Seager being on the DL.
But there are two types of fired up. Like, there's that fired up, like, we're still in this, guys. Mm-hmm. And I think it's noticeably different than, look what I just did, guys. Yeah. I tied it. And I honestly think...
You think he did think he tied it?
I don't know, but that celebration looks like a guy who just tied the game. And I thought before Buck even said anything, I was like... Because I'm watching it on the replay, I was thinking, did I not have the score? What's going on? And so I thought the same thing. But then once he crossed home plate and sort of did a bow to the dugout, I thought maybe he was confused.
I mean, even Yasiel Puig, who will celebrate a ground out that he's not involved in, was looking at him as he ran past him, going, what in the hell is this guy doing? I don't know. It was outstanding. It really was.
And speaking of Puig, did you see he knocks the ball in the stands on a great effort? The ball hit off his glove and it goes in the stands, and he immediately gets up and he throws his glove down. I never saw that either.
No. I think he thought he had that all the way. Even though he's diving, I think he thought that was a catch. And he just missed it.
And you talk about storylines, too. As important as he is to them now, he was a guy that they wanted to ditch in any way possible.
And now they called him the Wild Horse? Mm. That's his nickname?
I don't know.
That is.
They were saying the Wild Horse. Boy, he is fun to watch. In another era, they would have said, what a hot dog. And maybe some people still think today. But it is just entertainment, and he is very entertaining to watch.
The Wild Horse, Doug.
The Wild Horse.
Expect to see something on the text line.
CJ Nitkowski, former pitcher and now MLB network analyst, said for half of a minute, Charlie Culberson might have thought he just walked it off. Forget about tying it. He might have thought he won it, and the team just was remaining in the dugout. It was so strange. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I do. So deep down, you think he might have thought he tied it?
I can't imagine that you would. I'm just saying there are two different types of sound. That was not a, come on, guys, we got this, we can do it, kind of.
Is it possible he was in the restroom for the top half of the inning and missed the Astros runs and thought that was the game winner?
No, it's not possible.
I guess not.
Well, maybe you just get so caught up in the emotion that you sort of lose your vision of the big picture. Oh, there's another run to get.
Mm-hmm. Seager isn't on the DL. That's from the Arnold Hoosier. Thank you for that take. He played last night and hit a two-run home run. So yes, Dougie is not on the disabled list.
Well, he went off Obapo.
Was he on the roster in the NLDS?
He was hurt. He came
right
back.
He was
hurt.
Not on the roster. And that is what I said. Guys, remember when Nigel Morgan missed a catch, threw his glove, and the runner ran around for an inside the park home run? That's the best glove throw ever. Thanks, Craig, the CPA. I don't remember
it. But I will Google it.
Remember, we hated Nigel Morgan for a few years here.
Well, he had the great moment in 2011 of tweeting how the Cardinals were going home and the Brewers were going into the playoffs, and he would stare down Chris Carpenter and scream at him. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, the Cardinals eliminated his team in the NLCS, and it was kind of enjoyable.
Because he wasn't around very long after that.
Yeah, that was the whole element of the Cardinals being like, what in the world is this? This guy.
Played hockey. I don't know if you knew that, Nigel Morgan.
Doug, did you?
He did what now?
Played hockey. I just remember every time we played him, that was always a little story.
Where did he play hockey?
I think he...
Had a cup of coffee with the 2008 Penguins?
I think he played like he... I don't know where.
Where did he play his puck?
I don't know. But let's Google... I just remember that as a story. He might have even known Barrett Jackman through hockey. Yeah. I remember there was some connection there.
Okay.
Nigel Morgan, hockey.
Guys, I played D3 baseball, so I know more than the common fan. He definitely thought he tied it. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
Where did White Collar Gangster play?
Nigel Cuse? Morgan, hockey.
I think he went to Cuse.
Syracuse? That's not Division III.
He really likes Syracuse, though. Oh. He's the gentleman lover of Townie.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I believe I've got him blocked on Twitter.
He's a patriot.
I've got him blocked.
I hung out and had a scotch with him last week right here at the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio. Come on by. The water's warm. Oh, wow. Have some candied bacon.
Okay.
Tim, Doug calls me the wild horse when I horse it in him air night. Horse it in him? Is that a verb?
Terrible and uncalled for. Who was it, Tim?
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn hand suspended a period of 2 days' time. I would like to take this moment to thank the fine folks at Wright Business Products for providing me the ink pen with which to write these names into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. Thank you, Wright C.
Boy, Mae Young's newborn hand has sent in 3,984 texts.
Jesus. You've got to be kidding me.
No, there's a running tab here, Jack.
3,000?
984.
Almost 4,000 texts.
That's right.
Sent to a radio station.
He's the Roderick of the text line.
Mm.
Doug, just so you know, Nigel Morgan played in 7 games for the Regina Pats in the WHL.
I think it's Regina up there.
And is that right?
Yeah.
I still don't want to say anything that could be perceived as vile. I don't want to get suspended by Doug. Prince George Spruce Kings, the BCHL, played 3 games. So he played professional, semi-professional hockey.
Did he?
His girlfriend was on the worst show in the history of television.
What show was that?
Baseball Wives.
Bob Hawk's Laugh was brought to you by the Post Sports Bar.
She dated him like twice.
Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Had like 2 dates with him, and then they put her on the show.
You're upset by that?
It was just a terrible... Well, my friend Anna Benson was on there, but the show was just awful.
How's Anna Benson? Are you still in contact with her?
No, I haven't gotten a hold of her for a while. She's been off Twitter, and then she gets on Twitter, and I'll send her a direct message, and she's gone from Twitter, and I don't know. She went to jail for a while. And
so she's on Twitter, and you direct message her, and then she immediately gets off Twitter.
No, she just doesn't answer, and you don't see her on Twitter for like 6 months, and then she's back on posting some poetic, biblical stuff. And then she's off again, so I don't know.
What'd she go to jail for?
I think she showed up at Chris's house with guns and knives and swords and stuff and threatened to kill him.
Throwing stars?
I don't know if she had those or not. She had a sword.
She should have had them.
They'll hit you right in the forehead. I've seen that in movies.
Don't you think, though, if you're going to go to someone's house with knives and swords and stuff, you might as well bring some throwing. I mean, do the whole thing.
Or if you want to be stealthy,
yeah,
you can throw a star like that. I've seen it.
If you do get a hold of her,
right in the forehead.
Direct message suggests the throwing stars thing.
Yeah, she changed all of her numbers and doesn't have an agent anymore, so it's hard to get a hold of her.
What would she need an agent for?
Well, back in the day, she was doing a lot when she said she was going to sleep with all of the Mets.
Right, she was playing the role of Chris Benson's wife, and now she's not his wife, so I don't know what her role would be.
I don't know. Interviews, things like that. I can't find her.
Lady who brings swords to ex-husband's house.
Doug, if you're looking to wager, may I recommend my bookie? I had action on the Astros last night, but I was so entertained by the game that I didn't even really care who wound up winning because it was just one of those classic World Series games. And so far, 2 games into this World Series, it has the makings of a Jim Dandy.
You stayed up for the whole thing?
I did.
Good for you.
It was like 11 o'clock. 11:10, something like that. And Anna Marie was feeding Jameson. And I said, good night. I make a big speech. Try to make it about myself if I can. Yeah. But she likes to keep the TV on while she's feeding him. And so I had turned the TV off and then I turned the TV back on and the game's back on. I'm like, I guess I'll watch the top half of the 11th inning. And so I wound up salling in for another 30 minutes of baseball, and I'm happy that I did. George Springer, who had been struggling, gets a walk, and then that opens up the floodgates as he unloads. Jeff Luhnow's brother tweeted out, I talked with my brother earlier today, said, are you concerned about Springer? And he said, no, he's going to hit a home run tonight. Boom. Yard work. Boom. Yard work.
Most home runs ever hit in a World Series game, I believe.
No. Well, if you're looking to wager, no World Series tonight in Houston tomorrow night. But you do have some Thursday night football. Ravens and Dolphins, Doug. What do you see happening there?
Boy, I've been staying up late at night trying to figure out what's going to happen in this game.
Yeah, I do wonder.
Because it's something I've had circled on the calendar from the time the schedule first came out.
Right.
And I just think the Dolphins have got enough to stop them.
But Jay Cutler won't be in there. Matt Moore will be.
Yeah, well, I haven't paid any attention to that.
Okay. Well, I've got the Ravens -3. This is a game in Baltimore, in Miami. You know, a team being quarterbacked by Jay Cutler until his rib injury is a 4-2 football team. Will Devontae Parker play tonight? I don't know. How would that impact targets?
What do your sources say?
Jarvis Landry and Kenny Stills. Will it be a ground-oriented attack with Jay Ajayi tonight?
You're making a lot of sounds. I mean, as prognosticators go, you make more sounds than anyone in the business.
That's kind of my signature.
I think it's the lowest over-under of any game so far this year.
What is that total, baby? What is that total?
I think it was 36.5.
Holy moly, cockatoli. Is it supposed to rain there?
No, just neither team.
Or is Matt Moore and Joe Flacco supposed to quarterback?
Neither team can score.
37.5,
actually.
Hickey, do you gamble?
Yes, I do.
Like, how often?
Well, I gamble every Saturday and Sunday. Every once in a while, I'll throw a little money on a hockey game, but
I went on a streak, I think, because I was watching it with the White Collar Gangster and Ninja Joe's Cave Ride, Magic Man, and our beards up here. And I was live betting like the Dickens. And I was, Doug, I was on a heater. I had spun it up. And then I, up until last night's game, I had lost like 8 bets in a row.
That's
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I mean, just a debacle. Go to mybookie.ag. That's where you can wager. And most importantly, you actually get paid. Use the promo code radio to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win. You get paid.
You get paid.
Hey, Iggy, just want to remind you that just because you once talked to somebody doesn't mean you're friends with them. See Anna Benson. That's from Larry's Lozen.
Come on, hey, buddy. Well, I gave her poker lessons, too. So.
Did you really?
Hmm?
Where was that?
Right before she played in the World Series of Poker.
Wow.
She never played poker.
How many lessons did you give her?
I don't know, a few. Just gave her some pointers on the basics so she didn't make a fool of herself sitting at a table.
Did she come to your house?
No, we did it over the phone.
Hmm. So you kind of bonded that way.
And she's been on a couple of shows I've done, and so we've gotten to know each other. So, sorry, Lodging.
Well, I'm sorry that that friendship hasn't endured.
She went through some stuff, sorry. She met a lot of new friends in prison, she said.
Did she ever say if there was any lesbianism?
I didn't get to that question.
Oh, how could you
miss
that?
I can't believe that you didn't get to that question.
I didn't talk to her.
You left a stroke out on the course.
I haven't talked to her.
She blocked you on the...
No, it was one direct message conversation that we had where I asked her, how you doing?
They're implying that she blocked you.
No, she didn't block me.
Where do broken hearts go when they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. It's a beautiful song.
I don't get the sense that Iggy's heartbroken over this.
I am. I'm heartbroken for him. Because
I didn't even think about it until you brought up Nigel Morgan and I thought of the baseball wives.
Yeah, a lot of people think of Ann Benson when you...
Well, I'm sure somebody will tweet at her and say, did you block Iggy to try and find out?
Would you be upset if she blocked you?
She hasn't blocked me.
Why would
she has no
that?
Reason to block me.
Why do you think she blocked
Bundesliga?
Thought we'd break it up a little bit.
Means she blocked you, you effing creep. That comes from Mitch, the sex kitten.
Well, let's just go on right now, and I'll check it out for you.
Yeah, let's see what the word is, Doug.
Yeah. And Doug, I don't say he was heartbroken. I'm heartbroken that their friendship took a detour.
It bothers you that
nothing has happened
because they were close.
Because now, on every time, and it happens probably once a week, someone's going to bring up Nigel Morgan. Then I'll think Anna Benson.
Right.
Then I'll think Iggy.
Yep, right. Yep.
Monique Medina.
And Doug thinks Monique Medina and GIFs. Are they still doing that at 101 where they tweet something out and they all have to like tweet a GIF?
I haven't paid attention. I don't know.
So bad for them.
I have to issue an apology.
What do you got to do?
I missed a Cardinal birthday yesterday.
Oh, my God.
On my Twitter account. Apparently it was Tito Landrum's.
Wow. That's a big miss, sir.
And now I'm scared that maybe the database that I use, I don't want to give away, so someone steals the money-making opportunity that is Cardinal birthdays.
I've seen it. You just look up this day in Cardinal history, and they'll give you all the birthdays.
That's not where I go.
Where do you go?
I'm not telling you, because then you'll end up doing it and monetizing it and getting rich like I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you my money-making idea. But now I'm off my game. So now I'm thinking, because I don't think there's a good one today, so I was going to tweet something else, maybe a picture of you or something.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while when you go on a rant, I'll take a picture of you and tweet it.
Okay.
Guys, Iggy, says I taught this broad how to play poker. Well, then that means I taught Jordan Spieth how to swing the flat stick. Another made-up story by the human candy corn. That's from Larry Nichols' Bar of Soap.
Did you see that someone...
What kind of comment is that? Human candy corn?
Speaking
you
of...
You can't say that about other people.
Speaking of people faking involvement in someone else's life, not saying that was you, Iggy. Tommy Pham, I guess, was on having a Twitter beef with some guy.
Yeah, I woke up to that yesterday morning.
Was trying to take credit for making him into the player he was last year.
Where did that end up?
I don't know. I just looked. Tommy works hard. I don't think he's going to give credit to some guy that he might have said hi to somewhere.
It wasn't even a coach along the line or a manager, but just a random fan.
I have no idea.
Credit?
He said that he gave Tommy ideas to change, and his proof was he showed Tommy in 2 separate at-bats. See, you listened to my advice, and it paid off. And Tommy was like, no, one One at bat, I was hitting a fastball, and the other I was hitting a curveball. I had nothing to do with you. Please go away or something.
Yeah, the gentleman said, here's the thing. I can show video that shows the changes I suggested Pham make and that he made. Can you? And then he lists his website, and I guess there it's a screenshot, I suppose, or a GIF of the changes. And then Pham responds, but no video. I'ma suggest to everyone to hit like Votto or Trout, so when they have a good year, I can get credit and make money off of it. Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham ain't playing around.
Does he even know this guy?
No, I think I don't even know. You know, I'm sure if you're a baseball player, everywhere you go, people are giving you advice.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you listen. Doesn't mean it would work if you did listen.
No. How many major league players do you think just stumble on into a guy on the street and the guy tells him something and they say, you know what, I think I'll change the way I hit. Thank you. It may never have happened.
I told Lance Lynn, I said, simplify your delivery, bud.
Said that to him.
Yeah, and I said, here's another thing. And I put my arm around him. I'm like, oh, you know what you're doing. You're a good athlete. But yeah, when they tell you have to lose all that weight, I think it messes with your base, with your center of gravity. And then so we put a little more weight back on, and next thing you know, simple delivery, few extra pounds. He was very, very good.
He listened to you.
Yeah.
Well, you do need a good wide base, good heavy set wide base.
Yeah, but there's some skinny pitchers that pitch well, too.
Well, not as good as heavy set ones.
You think fatter is better?
Yes.
Hey, Iggy, I once said hi to Doug in public. Does that make us friends? That's from the Valley Park Chupacabra. Valley Park has chupacabras?
You'll have to ask Doug that question. I don't know. And by the way, not blocked. So,
your Anna Benson has not blocked you.
No, because I just tweeted at her and I sent her another direct message.
Oh, nice. What'd
you say? Is it possible that you're muted? Is it possible that you're muted?
I don't know what
that
is.
Can't you mute someone, Tim, and then you don't get their messages?
That, I believe, is correct.
Yeah, that's Tim's move, by the way, for all the people that tweeted him that doesn't respond. He's muted you.
Then you respond to all questions you get on Twitter.
Do I?
No, well, either one.
No.
Because there's some guy, what's the guy? The guy who hashtags everything Dyke, and I'm trying to figure out, I've texted Janie the lesbian to figure out if she's offended by it. He's an older gentleman, and he gets in arguments with Derek Gould all the time.
About what?
Just like, he'll get pissed at Derek for not responding to his questions, and I'm thinking, Derek Gould, I don't know how many followers he has. I would guess it's around 100,000, being the Cardinal beat writer. I can't imagine he responds to every tweet. I mean, a lot of times I just don't look at my mentions. I don't tweet that much.
Hashtag Dyke.
Yeah, that's him. I see what he's up to. Because he's a great, great follow.
If it's something I feel like answering, then I answer it.
Right. Fascinated.
You're not obligated to answer it.
No. Well, like someone was asking about the podcast, where to find it, and the truth is, I don't know.
No, you don't.
He hasn't tweeted since August 16th. I hope he's all right.
Who?
Dyke. Well, at least he hasn't sent a mass one out. Let's see. Yeah. Huh. Let's see. He tweeted at Bernie Miklas. Bernie, you should join Comedy Central. You were quite a comedian on that statement about the cat. Where is my daddy? Hashtag Dyke. Doug, what the hell
is
that?
That's a heck of a tweet right there.
Wait, about the cat?
August 10th, was that not the night of the rally cat? It could have been different.
Probably about then.
No, I just wanted to say hi, that's all.
That's it? Okay.
Just check in.
Good, see ya.
The same night he said, I felt sorry for the young man bit by this cat. I hope he will be all right. Did he get a tetanus shot? I hope so. Hashtag Dyke.
Well, maybe this guy got a better job and moved out of the country. Maybe he's ill. Maybe he's ill.
You can get that cat scratch fever. That's a real thing.
Ted Nugent. And then he tweeted at Derek Gould. This is his fifth most recent tweet, August 10th. So I'm concerned. I have asked you several times, where is former Cardinal coach Chris Maloney?
Come on.
Last time you gave me a sarcastic answer, hashtag Dyke.
Well, look it up yourself.
Out on the, or it's a kitty cat.
Look it up yourself if you want to know where Chris Maloney is. I didn't have to do your work for you.
Under that one, Shep Smith is destroying Fox Network. His hate for Trump. You can see the meanness in his eyes. Send him to CNN to be with his buddy Cooper. No Dyke on that one, though.
No.
Whoa, here we go. Bit him. The claws come out.
Woo-hoo. I love that.
Doug Rakovac is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Skull! That's cheers in Icelandic, Doug.
Yeah, I know that it is. We've been over this a few times, and
So nice Jimmy Dykes, is that who he's talking about? And is his tournament bracket out yet? Have you seen Jimmy Dykes?
I haven't. How could there be a tournament bracket out yet?
Missouri played an exhibition game.
So we already know what regional they're going to be in. And
Iggy's showing me something on his phone. I don't know what's going
on. This is the first one.
Okay, it says the real Anna Bensa liked your tweet.
So she's not blocking me. She's not muting me.
She liked it, in fact.
Why won't she get in contact with you?
Call in, brah.
What tweet did you have that she liked?
I just said, hope you're well, my friend. Miss you.
That wasn't a direct message. That was a tweet?
At her, yes.
Oh.
The cat has a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you taking questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you find it odd that you kind of were friends with this woman, and then you put out a tweet that you hope she's okay, miss you, and she likes the tweet, but doesn't respond to you in any way, shape, or form? Do you find that a little odd? Maybe she's still typing.
No, if you go through the Twitter feed, she has a tendency to retweet a lot of tweets and not answer a lot of tweets.
But you guys are friends. It's not like they're from fans or anything. Maybe she would text you, hey, I'm good. Talk to you later or something.
I can't answer that. Because I haven't talked to her in a while.
You can step down.
You didn't have your feelings hurt, though.
What am I stepping down for? I'm just answering the person that said you're blocked, and I just said I'm not blocked.
No, you're not.
Every once in a while, you just have to play along with these text people.
You know what? The most sensitive guy on our panel is Plowsy. Plowsy, what's going on with his good friend Anna Bensa? Who is apparently okay and liking tweets but not responding to someone who says he misses her.
Mm-hmm. They seem very friendly.
They seem currently to be very friendly.
Yeah, so he's not blocked. So I agree with Iggy on the getting mad at the texter that assumed that he was. So I'm on it. Team Iggy.
You think Iggy still has a chance with this gal?
I have no idea. She was in prison. No, so that's a good start. You know,
that helps us go on.
Well,
good
that
start. That's a good start.
With her, you know.
She's probably not going to get another Major League Baseball
rock
player.
Rock bottom, yeah.
She may have to go right to radio now.
See, I think you were starting by backing Iggy, and now I think you hurt his feelings.
No,
I kind of trashing her that she hit rock bottom.
I was kind of trashing.
Well, she did. I'm a,
the radio.
She made a mistake. It happens.
That's rock bottom.
The
when you go to somebody's house with guns and swords and go to prison, I think you probably hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I don't know how farther you could go than prison.
Some people really, really flourish. Some people really flourish in prison.
Well, if you like making license plates, I guess it's a good spot for you.
The sisters, they took that Andy Dufresne. Bad beat.
Richard Speck really seemed to flourish.
Yeah, he did.
He transitioned there, didn't he?
He did a little bit.
He was making videos.
Doug, it's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operations, so I recommend that you call Design Air, who've been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth-generation owners, Design Air technicians, don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. I can speak to that. We've had them over. Doug the Cat and I are all Design Air customers. 314-739-1600. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Here's Mike Francesa talking about his eating habits at baseball games.
All right. Hit the lever, Plowsy. Okay, then.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Mike, how are you? I happened to see you at game 3 of the ACLS. Back in that Yankees Legends suite, and I noticed you were helping yourself to some of those desserts. What is your favorite dessert in the world?
You never saw me eating anything there. I very rarely ever eat when I'm at the baseball game, and I never eat at Legends. I never eat there, so it's totally not true. Totally. So I don't eat a lot at the baseball games, and if I do, if I have something, I have something outside, and that's it. I never sit down there and dine, so it's not true. Completely not true, but what else is there?
Best part about this is during this, there is a screenshot of him mowing down on some ice cream at the Yankees game. So it's clearly that it's accurate. The guy actually took a picture and tweeted or sent that to the Funhouse and tweeted it out. And it's right on, like, it's just great.
Why would he be so definitive about not eating it?
He doesn't hates
like,
his
like, is that
though.
A character flaw if you eat at a game?
Everybody
no, I mean, is. I never, I, yeah, I'm sorry, I never.
Almost everybody has something to eat at the game, don't they? Almost everybody eats a little something at a baseball game.
You get some pretzels or maybe.
What do you get,
some
pretzels?
Popcorn.
Oh, I like a good pretzel. Oh, gosh, yeah. Scrape the salt off there, though.
I got some High Point plain. At the game last night. The first time I went to Scott Trade this year, I didn't realize that they had those. I didn't know about the Sugar Fire and the High Point.
Oh, I didn't know that. They have that there?
They have that up in the 300.
I still haven't been to that High Point. Doug, that's where Del Taco used to be. And after we would have a little nip at Cheshire about 10, 12 years ago. We would stop on by there and have a little Del Taco before heading on home and engaging in digital play.
I'll tell you what, Tim.
But now it's the High Point shooting match or something like that?
Yeah, and there's a Sugar Fire right next to it. I'm telling you, they got the French fries, big, thick steak fries, covered with brisket and barbecue sauce.
Brisket right there over the fries proper?
Oh, over them proper. Looked delish.
Huh.
I was already mowing on a High Point burger at the time. But it looked phenomenal.
That's the second use of mowing in the last three minutes.
I don't like it.
Oh, I used it. Okay.
The High Point burger is legit, though.
Is it?
Is it? Where is High Point?
40 and McCausland, baby. 40 and McCausland.
Right there by the big sign at
Amoco.
Yeah, the Amoco sign on High Point.
Oh, I know that.
The guys that own Sugar Fire own High Point.
Mike Johnson. He's good people.
He is.
So what's the name of his partner?
Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, I think.
Yeah. I feel bad because I know Mike has a partner, but I can't think of his name.
I know Mike. He's Bold and Gobble because my brother Skip works
Mike's
for them.
Bold and Gobble?
His partner, and I can't remember his name. Is it Dan?
I think his partner's Dan.
Danny Beal?
Yeah, I think his partner's Dan Beal.
Doug, some of us can't afford stadium food, you ass. That's from Dan's business partner.
I can't either, but I get some meat. I pay sometimes for the media food.
Guys, best ballpark food or snack to get? Go. Thanks. It's from the Mile High Twink.
Oh.
Gotta be the hot dog.
There's nothing more American than
a hot dog and a beer at a baseball game.
If I haven't eaten in about 3 days, I might have a hot dog. That's about it. I guess the pretzel.
Pretzel? You're really into this pretzel?
Yeah, I like the pretzel.
Really seem to...
Just scrape the salt off so it's more plain. I don't ever get the nachos or anything.
You know, the first time I went to a Cardinal game, what night was that? Was that August 22nd, 82?
I don't know, Tim.
Lonnie Smith hit inside the park home run, and then Glenn Brummer stole home the next day. And we got a hamburger there. It's one of the greatest nights of my life. And it was the best hamburger I had ever had. Now, I only had 5 years of a sample size at the time, but I remember thinking that, and ever since... I haven't been able to have a hamburger that good at Busch Stadium. I don't even bother with it anymore. But I kept trying to chase that taste. I think it was full of pickly goodness is what I think of.
Was it?
Pickly goodness.
You like pickles on your burgers?
Sometimes I'll get them with pickles and sometimes I'll get them without, actually. It depends on the mood I'm in. Like tonight, sometimes after TMA Live, because I haven't eaten since God only knows what, I might not eat, you know, for like 10 hours at this point. And I'll be starving. And I could see since we're in Webster, maybe I'll... make a pit stop at Steak and She? I don't know. I might. I could see it on the way home. Go, what, would that be Watson?
An Elm?
Westbound? I think that's where
Watson
I would go.
Elm, yeah.
I don't hit that one. And I could see me maybe getting my Steak and Shake without pickles, but at the same time, it's in play. And that's kind of what's fun about it. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll text you. I'll let you know.
Wasn't that big of a question, really.
Boy, the way you look at life is cool, Tim.
I just don't really want a pickle. You know, if I eat it, I'll suffer through it, but I don't want pickles on my.
I take mine off the White Castle. People think that's sacrilegious, but I don't really like the pickles.
Do you really suffer if there's a pickle
on it? I'm not a fan of pickles, no.
So why don't you order your burgers without them, bro?
Because who knows what you might get. I don't...
Really? No special orders.
You did some great work at fast food restaurants in Canton. If somebody orders without pickles, is that a high-risk maneuver?
No, that's not as a special... That specialty item is easy. You just don't put the pickles on them. It's the other people that want the double pickle and then the ketchup on the bottom bun. That's when you're asking for trouble. You're stepping in some dangerous territory.
Who wants ketchup on the bottom part of the bun? Who cares about where the ketchup is?
There was this lady who ordered a Whopper without the burger. She would make you
put
the lettuce, tomato, onions.
That's a character flaw.
It was very alarming.
But there were theme songs, if I recall. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us.
All we ask is that you let
that's
us
a lie. Because we hate special orders.
We won't spit on the bun.
It's hard enough to get your order. If you just order it plain, you just order, I'll have a number 7. You're still not sure. A little number 6 might bleed into there. I'm not asking for any special orders at fast food places.
But if you don't want the pickle...
I'll doctor it myself. I'd rather doctor it than have them doctor it.
Just say, hold the pickle.
Just give me whatever it is. Make it simple. I'll take the pickle off. How hard is that?
Sir, we also want to smash the burger into your face when you reach the drive-through window. Okay, if that's the way it is. No!
No, that never happened.
Doug, the High Point fries are bomb AF, and don't get me started on the sauce. Emoji, emoji. Rudy the flyer.
What is there's a sauce for fries?
Don't get it started.
Plowhawk, what's the sauce?
Probably a Thousand Island ketchup mix. That's what all special sauce is.
Not for fries.
Oh, you don't put Thousand Island on fries. Come on.
What now? What's your view? Because if you get a nice like deli type steak fry, like they have at Sportsman's, outstanding.
Oh
steak
yeah, it's a nice place.
What if you get a little gravy on there? That's very old school. Gravy on fried dog.
Steak fries are hard.
What do you mean by gravy? You mean like tomato sauce, like Italians say?
No, that's gravy. No, you know, like some sort of beef gravy or.
I think a white gravy like you put on biscuits and gravy
that's
would
a
be
whole,
a great addition.
How in the hell would that pop up on your fry?
Oh, in New York, you can get that.
Really?
It's like a deli thing. You get
so if I ordered Sportsman's Pit, my standard offer.
Not there. Okay. You're in the Midwest. It's more of a.
Wow. Talking down to us Midwesterners, Doug. New
well,
Yorkers.
I'll use smaller words, sure.
God, mighty.
Sounds like you're bouillon savvy.
I don't know if it's bouillon, but it might be. That's a little cube. You drop in water and then you call it beef soup.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think you can make a gravy out of that probably if you wanted to.
Tim, me and the beard went to Olive and Oak last night. That blue crab dip is the truth. Finished it with a spoon after the bread was gone. Thanks.
Don't need to know that.
Some Ray Ray.
Don't need to know how you finish your meal.
Did you ever call any food stuff the truth?
No.
Oh, I kind of like that.
I'm not near
that. That Olive
and
Oak burger is the truth. I think I'm addicted to it. For real. Have you guys had you haven't had it, right?
No.
I kind of really want you to have it because it's out of control.
The Olive and Oak burger.
It's unbelievable. Because it's kind of like it's not kind of, it is a nice restaurant. And so it's embarrassing. Anna Marie and I, we roll in there on our 22-inch rims and they spin and they spin and they spin. And she's like, I feel bad, but I want to get the burger, even though there are all these wonderful dishes, Doug.
Don't
all these
dishes. Don't say dishes.
And the waiter goes, don't feel bad about it. A number of people come in here and that's all they want to get is the burger. Now, some people I hear tell, here's a pro tip because I'd like to give these out.
All right.
It's kind of like letting you know about the special menu at Kirkwood Brewhouse and Nobu, essentially in the same class. And they tell you, you can get the burger as an appetizer and then cut it up four ways and everybody can have a little bite.
Not
and
doing
then you can
that.
Still get your dish. What's wrong with that, baby? That way you can have it.
Is anything that is reminiscent of the craze for small plate ticks me off.
You don't like tapas. Tapas? Tapas.
Can't stand it.
We want the cattleman's cut.
The old 96er.
Hey, right. What's great about that restaurant? The portions are tiny.
Really small. The smaller the portions, the more it's going
bigger
to cost
plate,
you.
And ideally the maitre d' has a British accent and then all of a sudden it's really good?
Hate it.
Right.
And then it's like, I know.
And you owe him money too for just having him show you where you're going to sit.
Well, you tip him. That I agree.
Why would you owe someone money because you walked into their restaurant?
It's good
Doug,
for the economy, Trump.
That burger is the best dish there. Yes, it's a dish, Doug.
It isn't a
good
dish.
Apps and zerts there, too. Oh, I like that, zerts. That does save us a little
this
time.
Guy
I do like
zerts. Talking about.
Yep.
It's kind of like soda. It grows on you.
O&O wait staff are on point. They always bring extra bread for the crab dippins.
Thanks. Yeah, don't say on
they,
point.
They do have a great staff there. I got to tell you, the place is phenomenal. And I hadn't been up until a couple weeks ago. Now I've been twice.
Splitting food.
I don't. I'm just saying if you don't want to get a burger for your meal, have it an appetizer.
We'll
that was a pro tip I was given.
Well, the portions are tiny, and we'll get a few different ones and we could share. No, thanks. I'm not going to have a business relationship over dinner. I'm going to get what I want. If my wife wants to have some of what I have, fine.
You won't share even with your family?
No, my wife or son. That's it. If it's
well,
any other
family
member, sorry, I'll order another order for you. I'll take care of you. For example, if I was out with my brother and he said, hey, want to split fries? You know what? I'm going to buy you an order of fries. I'll get one. You get one. It'll be great. Just don't reach onto my plate. Thank
you. Doug, somebody sent in a picture of their meal from Olive and Oak. Look.
Great. The rest of us didn't eat. Boy, we're jealous. You had food.
What is that, like sliced sirloin? What is it?
I can't tell. It looks like there's a little bit of gravy on it.
Yeah, it looks like the kind of gravy that would go very well on those fries.
Not a bad idea. Doug, what do you think? The waitress Jordan is the best one there. What do you think?
I've not been there. I don't know.
It's from Fred Dreyer's Mushroom Mark. Didn't he play Hunter?
He did. Yeah, number 89, defensive end, Los Angeles Rams.
And then an
pretty good player.
Score. Would you ever put gravy on fries or try it? Is that crazy to you?
No, I would try it, yeah.
All right. Sounds pretty good, right?
It's okay.
Sounds good.
It's just another
pretty
form
good,
of dipping sauce.
Yeah, but it's gravy.
Okay.
Not the kind of gravy that's the red sauce that goes on your scungil.
Don't say scungia.
Doug, pro tip, sit at the bar and get a craft cocktail that might seem a little wrinkly, but they're delish. Ooh la la. That's from the 304. I feel like I'm living in Tribeca today, getting reviews. This is wonderful. Who knew our audience was so elite?
I don't know. I just don't take eating that seriously. Maybe I should.
What is a craft cocktail?
Doug?
Is that a craft beer?
Well, that's not a cocktail. It's a
beer. That's right.
You don't call a beer a cocktail.
Well, you don't call a hamburger a dish either, and yet they're doing it.
No, because if you're kind of itemizing what's available at a restaurant, you say, oh, that's not an appetizer. No, that's one of the entrees. That's a dish that's considered an entree.
There's not a chef worth his salt that would call a hamburger a dish.
I'm telling you, if you had the Olive and Oak burger, it just might happen.
Hop Singh used to say he was preparing a nice dish for a Hoss Cartwright, and I know you like Hop Singh.
He did.
Hey, we're 7 minutes late for a break, so I got a break. Eddie McVay is going to be with us from Maggie O'Brien's on the picks of the week. I went 3-0 in college and then 0-4 on pro. Just an absolute debacle. 500 through 8 weeks of the season. We'll have those picks coming up next. Plus Kelly Chase on the Blues win last night, brought to you by Petromart. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. Send your emails in. Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Are you being entertained by the text inbox? They're having a big morning.
Mitch the Sex Kitten tweeted Anna Benson, hope you are well, my friend. Miss you. And she liked that also.
All right. Kind of moving in on your territory, Iggy.
Turn his mic on for the love of Christ.
Just proving that I wasn't blocked. I didn't say that I'm the only one she talks to. My God.
Mitch the Sex Kitten feels like he had a you may step down moment. Yeah. That's what he feels like. All right, we got a break. Ryan Kelly, morning.